بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا كما يقول المؤذن. متفق عليه. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when you hear the adhan, then repeat or say the words like how the muadhin says. In other words, when he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then we also should say silently Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Say the exact words that the muadhin is saying. In other words, we should be listening attentively to the adhan and replying to the muadhin. And ulama have explained, muhaddithin have said, when the muadhin says Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala falah, come to salah, come to success, then in that time you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So it is important to repeat the words of the muadhin when he is calling out the adhan. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال حين يسمع النداء اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة رواه البخاري. فذات جابر رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever when after hearing the adhan reads the following words which we said now, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma till the end, then the meaning of this dua is, O Allah, who is the Rabb, the Lord of the perfect invitation, the perfect call. Adhan is da'wat. We are talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibriya of Allah. We sing Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. Nobody is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are calling out to the, we are saying the shahadatain, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And we are calling to salah, we are calling to success, we are talking about the greatness of Allah again, and we are bringing, we are mentioning the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah. This azan is the most perfect da'wat, invitation and call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is perfect, complete till the day of Qiyamah. The words of Adhan will not change, and this is how we hear the Adhan daily. This is the words of the Adhan. This is the words of the perfect invitation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ And the established Salah. So after Adhan, then Namaz takes place. So we are calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this established Salah, the Salah that's going to take place. Then in this dua, Allah give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasila. Ulama have explained, wasila is that highest position in the akhirah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Only one person will gain this position. Only one person from all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, from the entire creation, only one person will get this highest position, and I wish that Allah ta'ala grants it to me. And then wal fadila. Fadila means an extra speciality or superiority. And wabaathu maqaman mahmuda. Oh Allah, make and raise our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the praiseworthy position, maqama mahmud, according to Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani and many other ulama and scholars, they have mentioned shafa'at uzma. This is the great intercession that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be granted on the day of Qiyamah. Remember, every makhluk, all the mankind will go to every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or they'll go to several Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then they'll be sent to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and like that to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, finally coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who will go into sajda, and he will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such praise that never any person praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such words of praise. And on that day Allah will inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take such praises of him, and he will make that in sajda. And then Allah ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak, sal tu'ta, washfa' tu shafa', then raise your head, ask whatever you ask will be given, and intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. This is called shafa'at uzma, the greatest of intercession. And after this, hisab kitab, and Qiyamah will start then taking place, the Hisab Kitab, the reckoning will take place. So Rasulullah is saying that وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, we should be making this dua in the adhan, that raise Muhammad to this praiseworthy position, الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ, which you have promised him. Whoever reads his dua, and the riwayat of Bayhaqi, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ, comes in the end, O Allah, you do not go against your promise. حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Rasulullah says that my intercession will become wajib for that person who read the dua after adhan on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine Rasulullah will intercede on our behalf. So it is important, extremely important. After adhan, hadith of Rasulullah says that first read Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem. That's the first thing we do. After Durood Sharif, we read this dua, dua after adhan, which all of us know. If you do not know it, learn these words. It's just a few words, extremely important. And imagine, we are making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he had made such sacrifices for us, crying for his ummah, day and night. And all he's asking us to make this dua after adhan, آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَ وَالْفَضِيلَ وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. We make this dua, and his intercession becomes wajib for us. So we will be gaining from this dua that on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah SAW will intercede on our behalf. Unfortunately, many, many times, adhan is called out, we are busy talking. After adhan, we hardly even read this dua. And we are busy meeting one after nikah, busy meeting the nikah parties, after some jalsa, after some program, we are busy meeting, we are not even making this dua. When Rasulullah SAW highly emphasizes it, the riwayat of Bukhari, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي, my intercession becomes wajib. You should make sure. It takes 2 minutes. Just sit down and call, give the jawab to the adhan and read this dua. Even a woman folk at home, we hear this dua over the receiver, or we can hear the masjid adhan, and still we're busy chit-chatting and busy in our discussions and our mundane activities. Sit, and this is bring the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW in our lives, of what his teachings, and inshallah we will benefit. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.